After a couple of weeks of really bad news, no one's going to blame you if you reach for a bit of comfort food.
Come with me, and you'll be in a world of pure imagination.
But then, as soon as you go for that conciliatory chocolate bar...
Yes! The danger must be growing, for the rowers keep on rowing!
Mars and Hershey announced they're hiking prices of chocolate products by 7 and 8%, respectively. Have we just lost our golden ticket? So what's driving this price hike? And more important, how do you cope? Well, Dan Pashman is here. He's host of WNYC's The Sporkful podcast and author of the forthcoming book, Eat More Better. Hi, Dan.
Hey, Todd. How are you?
Good, except we're desperately in need of your help. Why is the price of chocolate going up?
Well, there are two reasons, really. One is there have been poor yields from major cocoa producers going back now several years. 68% of the world's cocoa comes from Africa, and a lot of the trees there are getting old and sick, and reforming the industry there has been very difficult. It's actually one of the few agribusiness industries where a huge amount of the crop actually still comes from very small local farmers. The other reason that prices are going up is the global demand for a higher cocoa content in chocolate products has really gone up. People love their cocoa.
Now, Dan, I'm from Hershey, Pennsylvania, okay? I grew up there, the home of the Hershey Chocolate Company. Now, you know, they teach us that Hershey's the great American chocolate bar, that astronauts love it, and that it's great for getting tourists into your hotels and on your roller coasters. But they never taught us how to cope when the price goes up. What do we do?
I do have a couple of tips for folks who want to maybe stretch their chocolate dollar a little bit farther. In an upcoming episode of The Sporkful, I talked to a guy who makes chocolate in Hawaii, and he has identified two different types of chocolate eaters, melters and chompers. A melter is someone who keeps the chocolate in their mouth, and it basically just melts into oblivion, and it allows you to really savor every bit of it. And I think that you may be able to eat less chocolate if you were to just let it melt in your mouth, because it would take so long and you would get so much flavor from it. I've had a couple of Sporkful listeners call in with crazy ways to eat Kit Kat bars that involve nibbling the exterior chocolate off first, then eating each wafer and chocolate layer individually.
Well, the beauty of it is you get each individual cookie layer coming off of the bar individually, and you savor each cookie wafer as it comes off. It's fantastic.
I'm going to have to try that. I've heard it's even possible to remove a whole wafer layer in its entirety without breaking the entire structure.
Yeah, that's true.
And then the other interesting tip that I got came from a woman named Julie Zwillick.
Whoa.
Which is kind of strange.
Whoa, whoa, my sister?
Yeah, exactly. That's right.
Wait, what's my sister horning in here? What's she doing?
Yeah, your sister and I go way back, Todd. I had her on the Sporkful years ago, and as you may know, she loves the limited edition mint M&Ms that only come out at Christmas time.
Oh, yeah, she loves them. She does, yeah.
Yeah, and so if your retailer hasn't jacked up the price of chocolate quite yet, you want to run out to the store today, stock up on M&Ms, and do what Julie does, which is freeze them. They hold up pretty well, and your sister has a very involved process, which you may know all too well, to defrost the M&Ms in stages. First move them from the freezer to the refrigerator overnight, then from the refrigerator to the counter overnight, so that they drop in temperature slowly but surely to prevent condensation and to maintain that hard candy shell exterior.
And you've hit it. My sister is the only person in the country who has a planned 3-day process just to eat her M&Ms. It's totally true. Well, the lesson we've learned here is there's lots of different ways to save on your chocolate and savor it. And also, I can't do anything without my sister horning in on it, not even on the radio show that I'm involved in. Man, Dan Pashman, host of WNYC's The Sporkful podcast, author of the upcoming book, Eat More Better. Dan, thanks.
Thank you, Todd.